This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Central Command announced Saturday it carried out airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen for the seventh time this week. In a statement posted to the X social media platform, U.S. Central Command said as part of its ongoing efforts to protect freedom of navigation and prevent attacks on maritime vessels, its forces conducted airstrikes against a Houthi anti-ship missile that was aimed into the Gulf of Aden and was prepared to launch. The statement said U.S. forces determined the missile presented a threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region and was subsequently struck and destroyed in self-defense. Speaking about the ongoing attacks from the White House Friday, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the U.S. will continue its strikes as long as it needs to.
The Houthis need to stop these attacks. They can make that choice. Clearly, they've made opposite choices. So we have choices to make, too. And we have options available to us as well. We'll continue to explore those options. Clearly, one of the options that we are and will continue to take are in the military realm if needed.
Reports from Syria say an Israeli airstrike on the nation's capital, Damascus, Saturday, killed several people connected to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Syrian and Iranian state media have reported an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building used by the Iranian paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, killing at least four Iranians. The Syrian army has said the strike completely destroyed the building in the western Damascus neighborhood of Mazeh. It also said the Israeli Air Force fired the missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment on the strike. A few hours later, an Israeli drone struck a car near the Lebanese southern port city of Tyre, killing two people. The targets of the strike are still unknown. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on this story and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, VOA.